Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is July 14, 2026, and the theme is production discipline. The headline is not just that another frontier model is available. It is that the platform layer around models is getting much more serious about cost, identity, security, and durable agent execution. First up, OpenAI's GPT-5-6 family is now generally available on Amazon Bedrock. The family comes in three tiers: Sol for the hardest reasoning work, Terra for balanced production tasks, and Luna for high volume, lower cost jobs like routing, summarization, and classification. The builder takeaway is prompt caching. Oz says GPT-5-6 on Bedrock supports explicit cache breakpoints, and cached input is billed at a major discount for at least 30 minutes. If your agent repeats the same system prompt, tool schemas, repository context, or policy text over hundreds of calls, you should separate stable prompt regions from variable task data. That is loop engineering with a direct cost payoff. GPT-5-6 is also rolling into GitHub Copilot. That makes model choice a normal developer workflow decision. Use the strongest model for risky architecture and migration work, use the balanced tier for everyday coding agents, and use the fast tier for cheaper assistive tasks. Google is also pushing agent infrastructure forward. Managed agents in the Gemini API now support long-running background execution and remote MCP server integration. In plain English, agents can run as durable jobs instead of fragile long-held HTTP requests, and they can connect to enterprise tools through a more standard connector path. Oz added another important production pattern on behalf of Token Exchange for multi-tenant Bedrock agent core systems. This addresses a real enterprise problem. Tool calls should not all run as one broad service account, and raw user tokens should not be sprayed everywhere. Production agents need scoped identity, tenant-aware claims, and audit trails. Security teams got something useful too. GitHub CodeQL 2.26.0 added system prompt injection detection for JavaScript and TypeScript, plus expanded syncs for OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google GenAI SDK APIs. Prompt injection is becoming a normal code scanning concern, not just a red team topic. On the open source side, NVIDIA and Hugging Face are moving LaRobot forward with integrations for Isaac GR00T, Isaac TeleUp, datasets, and robotics workflows. Hugging Face also says its Transformers VLLM backend is now native speed for many architectures, which should reduce custom serving work. NVIDIA reported strong OpenStack agent results for Nemotron 3 Ultra with LangChain's Deep Agents Harness, including a lower inference cost per run claim versus leading closed models in that benchmark setup. One note on community scanning: X was not reliably extractable without JavaScript or authenticated access, and Reddit community JSON endpoints returned access blocks. So today's issue does not make unsupported claims about social trends there. The cleaner signal came from official releases, changelogs, hacker news checks, and GitHub visible momentum. The closing takeaway: the next advantage is not just choosing the newest model, it is instrumenting the loop. Track cost per completed task, cache hit rate, tool call failures, human handoffs, and security findings. That is how AI systems become reliable software. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. What was the most practical cost control feature AWS highlighted for GPT-5-6 agent workloads on Bedrock? A. A new image encoder for robotics datasets. B. Prompt caching with explicit cache breakpoints and discounted cached input. C. A social feed for sharing Copilot sessions. Or D. Automatic conversion of all prompts into SQL. The answer is B. Agent loops often reuse system prompts, tool definitions, and context, so caching stable prompt regions can reduce repeated token processing. Question 2. Which GPT-5-6 tier is positioned as the fast, lower-cost model for high-volume routing, classification, and summarization? A. Sol, B. Terra, C. Luna, or D. Fable? The answer is C. Luna. Sol is for the hardest reasoning, Terra is balanced for production, and Luna is tuned for speed and cost. Question 3. Why is Google's remote MCP support in managed agents important for enterprise builders? A, it lets managed agents connect to external tools and internal APIs without every team writing custom proxy middleware. B, it replaces all identity and authorization checks. C, it removes the need for background task execution. Or D, it is only useful for image generation. The answer is A, remote MCP gives agents a standard connector path to tools while preserving a managed runtime model. Question 4. What AI-specific security capability did GitHub highlight in CodeQL 2.26.0? A GPU temperature prediction. B, a JavaScript and TypeScript query for system prompt injection and expanded GenAI SDK syncs. C, automatic replacement of all unsafe dependencies. Or D, a benchmark for robotics teleoperation. The answer is B, prompt injection is becoming a normal application security concern that can be checked in code scanning workflows. Question 5. What was the main access limitation during social trend scanning for this issue? A, official company blogs were unavailable. B, X required reliable JavaScript or authenticated extraction, and Reddit community JSON endpoints returned HTTP 403. C, GitHub changelogs did not publish dates. Or D, Oz pages could not be reached. The answer is B, because X and Reddit could not be reliably extracted. Today's briefing avoids unsupported claims from those communities. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI podcast. Build the loop, measure the loop, and make the model earn its tokens.